and welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and today I have a special treat for you. I'm sitting down with the founders of SALT, which is Sustainable Period Products. Now, if you're a male and you're listening, do not worry, because we're not going to get graphic, and we're mostly talking about business and contribution, so you don't have to go anywhere. I'm super excited to introduce Cherie and Amber, the founders of SALT. So first of all, please introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your families and your background.
Yes, and we're so happy to be here. I'm Cherie, and I've enjoyed working with Amber writing health and fitness textbooks for the past several years before we started SALT, and I also have five wonderful daughters, so you can imagine that the topic of periods and also healthy period care options is a very open topic in our home.
And I'm Amber, and I'm a mom to four. And before working on the textbooks with Cherie, I also had started another company, a chocolate company. So I kind of figured that going from selling chocolate to making periods better was the most natural transition.
Well, women need chocolate while they're on their periods, so they do go together.
Need is the correct word, yes.
So I think what you ladies are doing is amazing and so needed, and I want you to tell us more about it as the interview continues. But every superhero needs an origin story. So tell my listeners how SALT started and where you came up with such a revolutionary idea.
Well, first I have to say that we honestly believe the real superheroes are those that decide to try the cup, because it does take some effort and adjusting, and we applaud those who decide to make the switch from disposables. So yeah, our superheroes were cups, not capes. So it started with a conversation I had with our aunt in Venezuela, who had gone for months without access to basic food supplies and hygiene items like diapers and pads and tampons. And it really made me think of my five daughters and what I would do that in that situation. Honestly, the dependence we have on disposables and the thought of not having any options for my daughters really kept me up at night. So I started researching into what other options there were out there. And that's how I was first introduced to the menstrual cup. So I bought out several and was sold on the cup right away. The fact that it was reusable, that it lasted 10 years, that you could wear it for 12 hours at a time, and it was more comfortable and healthier, and of course it was better for the environment. And I thought, you know, where has this been all my life? How come I didn't know about this earlier? And I've always been really into preparedness, so at the time I started putting together these hygiene kits with bulk orders of thousands of reusable products, like cough pads and diapers for friends all over the US. And my intention was to also source a good menstrual cup, but I just couldn't find one that I could really stand behind. So I decided to custom design what I hoped would be the perfect cup. And that's when Amber got involved, and she actually came up with the name SALT.
And I just have to say in general for your listeners that you never really know like which hobbies of yours are going to open a door and give you a chance to solve some problems. Like Cherie's interest in things that are intensely practical, like her hobby was legitimately like sourcing, yes, cutting up cups, and just sourcing emergency preparedness supplies. And who knew that that would lead us to start SALT? So you never know what's around the corner.
I think that's awesome. So tell me how old you need to be to start using a SALT cup.
So we do know some 12-year-old cup users. And to be honest, first of all, if that is an option, it's great, because especially for students at school, most students who don't have an especially heavy flow can get through a school day and not even have to worry about making a change. Because on everything but your heaviest days, the cup can go for 12 hours between changing. And then at night, there's no worry for beds. You keep your sheets clean. You can completely safely wear a cup all night long. But we have some users who are younger and who have been comfortable trying it, and others who haven't. And there are a few factors that play in. So one is absolutely anatomy. So for pre-sex, for some girls, it's not a problem. They put it in, there's not pain, there's not discomfort. For others, to be totally honest, there may be some physical discomfort, and there may even get to the point where it feels like pain the first few times. So it's absolutely important, it's necessary that a new young cup user has an adult with whom they can be completely open and honest and upfront. And then just in general, the same as for anyone who's interested in trying a cup, it takes a few cycles, both for you to figure out where it sits so that it's completely comfortable. When it's in, you literally should not be able to feel that it's there. And then also just for your body to get used to it. We're convinced that it takes a little while for your body to understand and adjust. We don't totally understand it, but we've spoken with thousands of women. And then again, the more comfortable a younger person is with just talking about their anatomy and being aware of it, the more likely they are to be able to just get it to work.
That's awesome. So my 12-year-old daughter is terrified of entering into this phase of womanhood. She is so worried that she's going to start her period at school and it's going to be so embarrassing. So do you recommend we start teaching our young women how to use the salt cup early so it's not so foreign to them when it happens? And I'll ask you in the same breath, how do you recommend we start talking to our girls about this phase of life? Are there resources you suggest to help parents educate themselves and their daughters about starting their periods?
Yes, absolutely. I think it can feel like a very vulnerable time. And so one of the things that I've told my daughter, and she's now 15, but especially when friends were starting to get their periods, was take a long sleeve shirt. And not only for yourself, but guess what? You're probably going to have a friend at some point who would love in an emergency to have a long sleeve shirt to wrap around their waist. And when they start to think, wait a second, I am not alone in this. There are going to be plenty of other students at school who are having the exact same worry. It almost just makes it a little less scary if they can do that and focus on supporting others. And in addition to that, if there's a tone like aunts and grandmothers, any family member, if they can, I will go out of my way to bring up periods sometimes around family members, because it's like, yeah. And I'm sure everyone's excited about that, right? Who's not? Like, and we think we're still normal after talking about periods for this long. Maybe we're like not quite a little abnormal, but because then they start to see that they have family members who are happy to talk about periods with them. And that transitions to friends who may not have that open dialogue at home. And it can be just this huge feeling of relief to bring up periods and have a friend who is totally calm and chill about it and can talk about it and answer questions and bring up needs in general. And I don't know if you've ever heard of a first moon party. It's not something that we necessarily did. I prefer, I guess, a more casual approach. But I think if that's something that you want, where you just have this chance where family members are together and you're just talking about periods and then you have this reassurance, like, I can talk about this, it's kind of a great, great thing. But yes, absolutely. If you can set the tone when they're young and make them aware that reusables are an option, just knowing that's an option, that's one of our goals. If women know that there's this great affordable option where they are not setting aside a budget for tampons and pads every month, where they don't have to worry about, did I change my tampon? Did I leave it in too long? It's important that women know that that's available to them. And so the younger you can just bring it up and set the tone and make it casual, the better. So I'm really excited that you asked us about resources, because we totally have some We Fangirl on, right? Yes. So we love Bright Girl Health on Instagram. I think it's the best thing for mothers and daughters to try and follow and talk about together. So it's Demi. She is from Australia. And not only is she wonderful and has like the great accent, but she also has this great positive light that she brings to like everything. Would you agree, Sheree?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We love her.
And then I have to tell you this other favorite. If you Google Menstrupedia, which like the name alone, right, is like super awesome. Like Menstrupedia, come on. It is an online comic book that's narrated, and it was written by an Indian girl who, when she was 12 years old, got her period, was told, don't talk about this with anyone, not your closest family, no one. And so she felt like she needed to get an accessible conversation about periods out to young girls. And so she started Menstrupedia, and it's fantastic. And and even girls as young as 8, we say, bring these things up with them. They would be completely comfortable with these resources.
What do you think has been your biggest challenges in getting these out to the general population?
Well, I think that there's some stigma around period cups. You know, people might think, oh, it's gross, or it's maybe too big. And you think, well, a baby's head can fit through the vaginal canal, so a period cup can surely fit in there. But I think that when we started SALT, we decided to just take those challenges head on. We said, this is a better option that we want people to know about. And let's provide a Salt Cup Academy where we have women get together, have, you know, anyone who menstruates get together and talk about the period cup and how to use it. And we also have our 2-cycle guarantee, which is that we encourage women to use the cup for a full 2 cycles before, you know.
Yeah, if you can check, just search on Facebook for Salt Cup Academy, and we have Salt cup users and other cup users who are just there to be a mentor and completely rally around people who are curious and aren't sure what's going on. And honestly, I think one of the biggest problems we've had is that people just have no idea about how great a cup is, that it lasts for 12 hours, that you can use it for 10 years when it's properly taken care of. And so we've really also, like Sheree said, had that goal of being really upfront and honest about women, and they understand, okay, this is going to take me a couple cycles to get used to, but we've had so much support. Like, one of the most incredible things, honestly, has been influencers, who we consider anyone who has, you know, a couple hundred followers, you're a legit influencer, because you trust someone who you follow that closely and you're watching part of their daily life. And having a person who you trust bring up the cup and be able to answer your questions. We often have influencers say, you cannot believe I was bombarded with messages with people who are like, well, explain to me how you put it in. Explain to me, is it messy when you take it out? Does it hurt when you put it in? And it's incredible how once a person understands what the challenges are, how quickly they can make it just part of their daily life. And so many cup users swear they'll never go back, even if they really weren't looking for it in the beginning.
So what is the biggest concern that people raise about making the switch? And what do you say to those people?
I think that for a lot of people, I really think there's a variety of concerns. So it was so fun. I was just talking to my friend the other day on the phone, and people want to know about removal. They are concerned about removal. Mm-hmm. And so we have really detailed instructions that we also think are quite clever, right? Are they clever?
Yeah.
We talk about like the cool origami you do to get it in. And she was concerned about removal. Some people are concerned about it leaking, especially if they have never used one before. And we also have instructions that explain once you have the cup in, what you need to do. You can twist it a little bit, kind of make sure there are no folds. And in general, when Sheree designed our salt cup, one of our main goals was be able to have a really soft cup, but at the same time firm enough where leaking was not a big concern. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And sure. Another question that comes up is just the risk of TSS. And fortunately with a cup, the risk of TSS is extremely low. And that's because a cup only collects blood flow rather than absorbing it like a tampon. And when you have a tampon in, it can often leave fibrous residue on the vaginal walls and can create this environment for bacteria to grow. And especially with dry tampons, you guys all know how great that feels to pull out a dry tampon. It can cause some micro tearing that can allow that bacteria to enter the bloodstream. So with cups, you just don't have that same environment. And another added bonus is that they are also odor-free. And that's because odors only occur when blood touches oxygen. So the cups are naturally odor-free.
Oh, I love that. Those are some great. Also, have you calculated the waste and financial savings of one or two women changing from tampons and pads to using a salt cup?
Yes, absolutely. So one cup will divert 3,000 tampons from landfills, and that's one cup over 10 years. And it also saves from $1,000 to $1,500 over the 10-year life, which is about, you know, $8 to $12 per month.
That's awesome. Who couldn't use $8 to $12 per month? I certainly could.
Yeah, spend on something a little different than tampons, hopefully.
Yes. So tell me about some of the charity work you're doing. I love the fact that you're making these available to women and girls all over the world.
Absolutely. So unfortunately, in developing nations where girls don't have access to good period care, as soon as girls hit puberty, you start to see school dropout rates increase substantially. And this is especially highest in rural areas like South Asia and East Africa. In Africa, girls will often miss 20% of the school year, and 1 in 10 girls will drop out just due to their periods. So to think that something as simple as a menstrual cup could keep a girl in school and break cycles of poverty for generations, honestly, is just what keeps us so passionate about working with SALT. And our two big pillars with SALT that we support in our charity work is improved period care and also girls' education. So we have two amazing charity partners. One is period.org, which helps us distribute cups along with cup education to women in need domestically. And then Her International, which helps us provide period care and educational scholarships to needy girls in Nepal.
That's awesome. So is there anything we can do just as consumers to get involved in this effort? Like if I wanted to donate cups to developing countries, what could I do? How can I get involved?
I think it really starts with how we talk about our own periods. It's really us that sets the tone for the conversation and that brings the conversation to the forefront.
Yeah, one of the things that we statistics that we were so floored by is that for every person that someone knows who uses a cup, they're 20% more likely to try the cup themselves. And so that awareness, you're literally changing lives and changing the world simply by talking about the cup once you've had it. And one of the things we say is like, don't apologize in front of men. I never realized that it's the easiest thing to talk about periods in front of. Pretty much every man in my life has now heard it. And it's just, I mean, unless, you know, they're saying something under their breath. They know people who have periods. They know people who deal with specific health issues that have been really frustrating in their lives. And it's so easy to bring up. And then, yeah, in general, keep an eye on what we're doing. We are occasionally we'll do promotions where we do additional cup donations, but we are always donating both cups and then opportunities for education, which like Cherie said, we just have this belief that one little cup can change the future for a person and then also for generations.
That's awesome. So I love how comfortable you guys are talking about such an embarrassing topic publicly. And I also saw on your notes that you have more resources to help us talk to our young girls about starting their period. So I would love if you would share with us a couple more of those resources so we can start talking to our younger girls about period care, and then tell us kind of how you guys have gotten so comfortable talking about this topic everywhere that you go.
So there is a book that we really love. It's by the American Girl Publishers and it's called The Care and Keeping of You. And again, ages 8 and up, it's completely appropriate for that age group. And there really are other just great stories. Like on Reddit, we were reading about Dave the Period Fairy who goes on a hike and like comes to the rescue with all the supplies needed for his friend who has started her period on the hike. And just in general, there are some great TEDx talks about it. Kayla Leah Rich did this great experiment where she wanted her boys to feel comfortable. She has all sons with what is inside a tampon box. And so she just left a tampon box on the counter and put cash inside of it so that if there was a boy who was at least curious enough to open the box, he like got the cash prize. So there are just some great resources out there.
And her talk is called The Cost of Menstrual Shame, if you want to look that up.
And then just in general, talking about it, I totally CrossFit and work out with men. And so when it comes up that I run a company and they ask what it is, I'm like, well, I sell a cup that is a replacement for a tampon. And they're like, yeah, okay, cool. So my wife, this and that. And I have been amazed. It's completely chill and simple. And I'm not normally one, I guess, to breach topics like that. I've always been a little more of a private person. And I'm also not a salesy person. And so I've kind of had to step outside myself sometimes and be like, I'm just talking about this. And just genuinely surprised how much support and understanding there is for the need and the problem that we're solving.
Found that if you're comfortable talking with it, then others are going to be comfortable talking about it. That's really all it takes.
That's awesome. So I'm totally sold. And I'm so excited to try my salt cup that you guys brought me. But where can my listeners find and purchase their salt cup?
So you can visit our website at saltco.com, and we're also on Amazon. And if you're local to the Boise area, then we're also in the Boise Co-op.
That's awesome. So you guys, what's next for your company? Is there anything exciting in the works?
So we do have just the ambitious, massive goal of making periods better. So in fact, one of our favorite things is we sometimes hear people say, I've never been so excited for my period. And we're like, yay, thank you for saying that.
That just makes our day.
Yeah, say that to us. Say that to us. It makes us happy. But we do have some new technology that's going to be coming up and we're really excited. So if you are interested in following us, go on Facebook and search Salt Loves Our Focus Group. We had this incredible community of people who supported us as we were developing our salt cup. And we love getting feedback not only on that, but on our messaging, because that is a huge part of who we are, is being able to get the message out and raise awareness. So we would love your help on Salt Loves Our Focus Group on Facebook.
That's awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for coming by. And it'll be a little inside joke forever, but take two. Thanks for coming by for take two. I have loved hanging out with you guys and learning more about your passion and what you're building. And I hope to be able to support you and that my listeners will also look to support you.
It's absolutely been our pleasure. Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much.